It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine day, the third day of August, the 215th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar? Are you well? I do hope so. I'm glad to be back with you. I was in the south of France last week, basically doing nothing other than floating in the Mediterranean Sea. That sea is so salty. I don't see how anyone could ever drown in it. I spent a lot of time snorkeling. I just adore floating very quietly and watching the fish. I find snorkeling a really peaceful thing to do, and I feel so, I don't know how to say it, so right, so in my place in the universe, so, yes, I am part of this wonderful, mysterious world. I am part of nature. Nutty maybe, but I just love it. What makes you feel that way? I didn't do a digital detox, though. I kept reading the newspapers, and in the middle of this wonderful week of doing nothing, I read something which made me burst into tears. Not weeping, not tears running down the cheeks. No, big sobbing tears. One of my heroes, Golale Ismail, a young Pakistani women's activist, has gotten sidewise with the Pakistani government. Pakistan's security services have accused Ms. Ismail of a litany of serious offenses, including sedition, financing terrorism, and defaming state institutions. Why? Golale Ismail is an ethnic Pashtun. In January, she aired allegations on Facebook and Twitter that government soldiers had raped or sexually abused many Pashtun women. I met Golale Ismail in 2016 when she was here in Paris to accept the Jacques Chirac Foundation Prize for the Prevention of Conflict. Golale, with her younger sister Saba, put together an organization called Aware Girls in 2002. The organization is active in the northwest and tribal areas of Pakistan. Aware Girls works to strengthen the leadership capacity of young women and girls so that they can be agents of social change in their communities. Golale was only 16 years old when she founded Aware Girls. Now she's in her early 30s, and she's worked tirelessly since then. She and her sister and the other young women who work with them have trained thousands of other women about their rights. On peace building, they train women how to run for and hold electoral office. They work with at-risk youths to keep them from extremism. I was humbled to meet such a brave young woman. So no one has seen Golale Ismail in 2 months, although the authorities have raided more than once her family's home, taking away computers, mobile phones, and the family's driver, who was drugged and severely beaten. Golale Ismail's father, who's very proud of his daughter's activism, nevertheless warned her not to speak up about the rape allegations against the army. He knew it was extremely dangerous to provoke the military. He told the New York Times, and I quote, "But she got very harsh with me and said, 'I am a human rights activist. I have to stand with them.'" And so now her life is in danger. I don't exactly know what we can do about it. Write letters to Prime Minister Khan? For sure, if you can, in whatever way you can, continue her good work to ensure women have their proper place in society, to educate youths against extremism, to work towards peace. And pray, pray, pray that this brave young woman will be spared what could be a dreadful fate. If you want to know more about Golale Ismail's organization, it's very easy. Just type Aware Girls into your browser and their website pops right up.
تاسو اورئ سوزنز بی د ساؤنڈ کچن پروگرام کی ریڈیو فرانس انٹرنیشنل سرا.
I never tire of that. That was, of course, Imagine by John Lennon. So, my friends, ready? Because it's time for the quiz. On the 22nd of June, I told you about an exhibit at Paris's Quai Branly Jacques Chirac Museum called Paradise Palace. It was about elaborate paper and bamboo objects which many Taiwanese have made to be burnt as funeral offerings. It was an incredibly interesting exhibit. Listener Alan Holder from the Isle of Wight in Britain wrote, "I do remember hearing about this custom several times in the past on Radio Taiwan. It's interesting to find out how different cultures cope with death and the afterlife. Talking and thinking about death is rather a taboo subject with many people, myself included, here in the UK. I think it's probably because fewer people consider themselves to be religious these days." But Alan, do you have to be religious, belong to an organized religious institution, to think about death and wonder what happens after, or even have beliefs about what happens after? Something to ponder. Anyone out there want to give their opinion? Anyway, back to the quiz. The exhibit led me to ask you questions about the island nation. You were to send me the names of Taiwan's, or the Republic of China, as it's officially known. You were to send me the name of the president, the name of the premier, and the name of the island's capital city. The answers are, for the president, Tsai Ing-wen, for the premier, Tsu Ching-chang, and the capital city, Taipei. And as our Asiaphile brother listener in Germany, Helmut Matt, wrote, and I quote, "I love Taiwan very much. The beauty of the island, the friendly people, the stunning temples, the delicious cuisine, and much more. The former name of Taiwan is Formosa. Do you know why? When the Portuguese arrived in Taiwan for the first time, they were so amazed by the beauty of the island that they called it Ilha Formosa, which means beautiful island in Portuguese." So the winners of this week's quiz about the beautiful island are... two winners from Bangladesh this week. There's Siren Ara Khanam, who's a member of the Friends Radio Club in Naugaon, and Tatia Sala, who hails from Nilphamari. From Murshidabad, India, there's Shivindu Paul, who's the president of the RFI Metali Listeners Club. And from Harjuma, Estonia, there's RFI Listeners Club member Arna Tim. Last but not least, Ferhat Bezazel from West Skikta, Algeria. Ferhat is the president of the RFI Butterflies Club in Kachera. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. At the top of the show, I talked to you about a brave young Pakistani woman whom I greatly admire, Golale Ismail. Were you listening? Your question this week is to send me the name of the organization she founded with her sister in 2002. Again, send me the name of the organization Golale and Saba Ismail founded in 2002, the organization which works for women's equality and peace in Pakistan, mainly in the northwest and tribal areas of the country. You have until the 23rd of September to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 28th of September to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
आप सुन रहे हैं सोजन ओवेन्सबी को साउंड किचन के साथ.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to our producing engineer, Erwan Rome, for putting the show together, and thanks to you for listening. That's the sound of suitcase wheels, a sound we hear a lot in Paris these days as Parisians leave and tourists arrive. I'm part of the leaving group. I'm off for the next 3 weeks, but never fear, I've left some summer flashbacks on the stove for you so you won't go hungry. There's a show I made some time ago with one of our old music librarians, José Baptiste, who shares his favorite music from his home country, Guadeloupe, a great discovery. And there's a two-part series with the world's leading coloratura mezzo-soprano, the magnificent Cecilia Bartoli. What is coloratura, you ask? It's Italian, as most Western classical music terms are, and it means literally coloring. But in music, it means elaborate ornamentation. That is, lots of trills. And I tell you, it is thrilling to hear Miss Bartoli trill, so be sure and tune in for those shows. I'll be back with the quiz on the 31st of August, and I'll play you out with one of my favorite songs, Doobie Doo. It was written by Zolani Mahola, and it's performed by Ms. Mahola and her group, Freshly Ground. Bye, y'all. Have a great month, and keep Golale Ismail ever in your thoughts.
Did you hear the news on the radio today? People have agreed to give their love away. I can't wait to be there in line. No, no. Politicians have agreed to honor and obey. They'll come down and listen to what the people say. I can't wait to be there in line.
Love, 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 whoa, I can't wait to be there alive.